Glory to God. You know, a few weeks ago, I don't know how many weeks ago, I taught on favor, and I told y'all that I knew I was going to be teaching on it again pretty quick. And I kept trying to stay sensitive to the Lord, and the next week I actually planned to teach it the following week, but it just wasn't time. And the next week it wasn't time. And I know it's been several weeks now, but this is the time. So I ask you, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Zechariah. I tell you what, y'all go to Psalms. I'm going to go to Zechariah. Psalms 5 and 12. And I'm going to read Zechariah while y'all are going to Psalms. Zechariah 4 and verse number 6. And he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, I read this scripture for a purpose. I want you to know that favor in your life will produce what we can't produce in our own strength or our own abilities. Now, you may be strong in yourself, but you're not strong enough to get everything done. You may be smart, but you're not smart enough to get everything problem solved. Now, y'all are in Psalms 5 and 12. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will compass him about as with a shield. You'll surround him with favor as a shield. Luke 2 and 52 in the Amplified says, and Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and men. Now I want y'all to say this after me. I am increasing in wisdom, and I am increasing in favor with God and man. I am increasing in wisdom, and I am increasing in favor with God and man. Now, we want to define favor again. An act of kindness beyond what is usual or due. Preferential treatment. Work to the advantage of. Give unfair preferential treatment. That's a dictionary definition. Unfair preferential treatment. Approval. It means everywhere you go or I go, we have an advantage. God's favor causes you to be promoted even though you're not qualified. God's favor gives you blessing even though you don't deserve it. God's favor will cause you to be at the right place at the right time and buy it at the right price. God's favor causes people to give you assistance. Favor allows you to be noticed. Favor, God's favor causes you to recover your losses. God's favor causes you to have more than enough. God's favor does for you what 1,000 days of labor cannot do. God's favor is God granting His kindness to you. Recognize favor is the advantage. Sometimes we don't recognize God's favor. Somebody going out of their way to help us, that was the favor of God. Favor works through people we do know and people we don't know. A lot of times I'll be teaching this and I'll have people tell me afterwards, well, you know, that was my relative. That wasn't the favor of God. That was my relative. Okay, now how many of you, your relatives have helped you before? Now how many of your relatives have not helped you before? That goes both ways, doesn't it? So some people do and some people don't. And that's okay, we're not looking to man, but I'm saying it's not the relative doing it. I'm trying to get our focus, it's God doing it. He may use the relative, he may use the friend, he may use the boss, he may use the job, but it's God who's doing it. And if we recognize it's His favor, it makes all the difference. If somebody gave me something, anything good, I believe it came from my God. And I personally call it favor or goodness or God's glory. James 1 and 17, I'm going to back that up. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. Now, in the last 30 days, has anyone given you anything? I think that's most hands. Money, clothes, bought you a meal, gave you a meal, gave you pinwheels from the senior dinner, and orange cake. Oh my God, we got to get the recipe for that. That's another thing. Oh my God. Has anyone done something for you? Has anyone blessed you in any way? That's the favor of God. Recognize it. I was going to buy something from Amazon the other day. And Benjamin had told me what I needed, and I was going to buy it. And I put it in the cart. I buy a lot of stuff from Amazon, and already had it in the cart and ready to go. And he didn't know I was doing it that quick. And as soon as I got it in the cart, I mean, I just put it in the cart. And Pastor Sharon said, Benjamin just texted me. He said to tell you, don't buy what he told you to buy. He said, he's got it, and he's going to give it to you. I said, there you go. Now, you say, that's your son. He is, and he's a good son. But you know what? That was from my father. It came to me through my son, but it was from my father. You'll get this in a minute. I told you, I'm going to take a little side journey. I told you Benjamin borrowed my SUV a while back. And while he's got it, he had a couple of problems. He took it to Florida and stuff, and we told him, take it, enjoy it, do whatever you need to do. Well, the battery terminals I had showed him, they were kind of messed up, but he didn't have any problems with them for a long time. But then it had a problem with them, so he replaced the battery terminals himself. Then he said he thought it was the battery because it kept giving him problems, so he replaced the battery himself. Okay. Then he decided it was the alternator. He replaced the alternator himself. We got the car back a couple of weeks ago, a week and a half or so ago. The car is, the tires have got the proper amount of air in them. The car is clean as a whistle. It's much cleaner than when I had it. It has got a full tank of gas in it. And it drives better than it drove when I let him borrow it. And I'm like, that's the favor of God. That's what that is. That's the favor of God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to tell you, how many of y'all want more favor? Declare it. Recognize it and acknowledge it. Small and large after you receive it. Declare it, recognize it, and acknowledge it. See, now some people will hear a message about favor, but they don't believe it. So they don't receive it. Wait. They don't believe it. So they don't receive it. To them it's just words. But these are God's words. These are prophetic words. Hang on. This is a prophecy to you from God. He's prophesying to you that his message to you today is you declare favor more and more, and you will see favor more and more in your life. That's what God's message. I done prayed this out. I know what God's message is today. And this is God's message for this day, for this hour, for this group of people, that it is the time, set time, for your favor like never before. And if you declare favor more and more and more, you're going to see favor more and more and more and more than you've ever seen it before. Yeah. Now some people say, I don't believe that. That's name it and claim it. You won't get it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You can't enter in if you don't believe. If you will believe it, you'll experience more favor. All things are possible to him who believes. Mark 9:23, in the King James, it said, Jesus said unto him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. But unbelief disconnects us from receiving God's favor. So just believe. Now let me ask you some questions that'll help your faith. Most of the time questions don't help your faith, but I believe these will. Is it possible? Is it in the realm of possibility that you could receive so much favor that you could pay off your house this year? Yes. It is possible. Is that correct? I didn't ask you how it could be done. I just said, is it possible? And it's very possible. Is it possible to receive the best job you ever had with the best pay, the best benefits, the best working conditions? Is it possible? God's favor can make it happen. Tina, stand up. And let me quiz you on something. The devil sent a tornado to your house, blew half your house away. You're in the house. You didn't get a scratch on you. Your house has been built back. It's been remodeled. It's been renovated. It's been upgraded. Your house is nicer now than it was when the tornado touched it. Is that right? So the devil would come after you, but God said, my favor's on her. No, 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 no. No, Mr. Devil. No, you stop right there. I'll make it better. Because she's going, the glory goes to God. Because that's the favor of God. Hang on. The devil took your job. For many, many years, you had a job at a good, very good job, good pay. Wait a minute. I heard something. I heard something through the grapevine. What did I hear? I heard a favor. Favor to Tina. Favor to Tina. Favor to Tina. In a job situation. I heard you just got a great job with great pay, with great benefits. Is it possible? Is it possible that God's favor can take you from having an ordinary job or no job to a great job with great pay and great benefits, great hours? Is it possible? Yes, it's possible. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I bet you the devil will think twice before he tries to blow your house down again. I bet you'll think twice before he tries to take your job again. Jerry Savelle said he's sitting on an airplane, and he's used to flying around in his own airplane, and he said he was sitting on this airplane, and there's this guy by him, and he's not paying attention to who's by him. He's reading the newspaper, the headlines in the newspaper, and it was saying, he said, as he's reading these headlines, he said, I have the favor of God, therefore this will not affect me. He said it out loud. He didn't mean to say it out loud. It just came out loud. He said he's used to flying on his own plane, so he was used to talking out loud to the newspaper. It came out loud. The guy next to him says, what won't have any effect on you? He said, the news of this recession. He said, why won't it have an effect on you? He said, what makes you so special? He said, well, I've got a covenant with God. And he said, I have the favor of God. And so no matter what's going on in this country, it's not going to affect me because I got the favor of God. And God will make sure that God takes good care of me, very, very good care of me, and I won't experience this recession. And that guy said, well, whatever. He said, the guy rolled his eyes and said that, didn't talk to him for the next 8 hours on the plane. Not one word. The guy got his stuff, you know, they're leaving the plane or whatever, and he, you know, shoots Jerry one of those looks. You pitiful, stupid, you know, one of those degrading looks. He said he gets off the plane. Brother Jerry gets off the plane. Jerry's got a call. He takes the call. It's his ministry. They said, we just received the largest donation we've ever received this year. It just came into the office. Wait a minute. He just declared that the recession wasn't going to affect him. He declared he had the favor of God. There was another time when Jerry Savelle said he was experiencing favor everywhere he went. Favor showed up all the time. Then after a period of time, he noticed he wasn't experiencing it as much. And he said, so he went to the Lord and he said, Lord, why am I not experiencing it as much as I was? And God spoke to him and told him, now this is a paraphrase, you're not declaring my favor as much as you once did. And consequently, you're not experiencing as much favor in your life as you once did. The more you and I declare God's favor, the more we will see it manifest in our life. Let me say that again. The more you and I declare God's favor, the more you and I will see it manifest in our life. Declare, declare, declare. Declare favor with your relatives. Declare favor with your friends. Declare favor with your enemies, people that don't even like you. You got situations, maybe on your job, and people are just trying to sabotage you. You go to the Lord in prayer, and before you ever get there, I have favor with that person, and you name that person's name. I bind the spirits that are not of God, that are trying to influence them to harm me this day, and I say I have the favor of God and favor of man. Favor surrounds me like a shield, and favor surrounds me all day long, and I have favor with that person. You declare it, it'll change your situation. Declare specific favor over problems and circumstances in your life and over certain bills and things that you're up against. Confess the favor of God. Now, these are normal, natural things. Confess the favor of God over your wait times at doctor's offices. Well, you know, I just don't believe the Lord wants to be involved in little bitty things like that. But He won't be for you. He won't. But He will for me. because I believe it and I say it, and he does. I promise you, he does. I know I've told it over and over and over, but we have so many of these now, I have to figure out which one I'm going to say. We went to a place out of town on vacation up in the mountains, and we went in this place, and they said it was over a two-hour wait. And people were everywhere. They were all over the lawn. They were all, I mean, you can't imagine it. And we were having them put our name on the list or whatever, and they said, this is third call for whoever they said, Smith. And I looked at the hostess that we had just signed up for. I said, we can be Smith. And she knew we weren't Smith. I knew we weren't Smith. We just signed our name as Edmonds. She said, she was telling us, go on back. She told the waiter, take him on back. We got out of that restaurant after eating, and there's still people that are waiting the 2 hours. And we're like, yeah, this is the way it is all the time with us. Because we had the favor of God and the favor of man. I know you don't believe in that confession stuff, but it's working for you. It's working for you. You say, yeah, every time I go somewhere, I got to wait 2 hours. Yep, it's working for you. It's working for you. Every time I go somewhere, I got the favor of God. It's working for me. It's working for me. It's working for you, or it's working against you. Pastor Sharon told a few of mine the other day. We went to the doctor's office, and she had to run the restroom, and I had to have a couple of tests done. And blood work and stuff, and she just did normal stuff. And she, the waiting room was packed. And I went up there and gave them the information or whatever. And I went to sit back down. And the second I sat in the chair, she said, come on. And they called my name. And I'm like, you're kidding. And I mean, we claimed it all the way up there that it was going to be this way. But I said, wow, this is fast. I went in, had two things done, came out, and Pastor Sharon has just sat down in the chair. From being in the restroom. And she's like, matter of fact, I passed her and went out the door because I didn't want to start a riot for the people that were in there that were wondering how in the world we got put above the list. We shouldn't have been on that list that high. They know when we came in the door. That's what the favor of God will do. Claim favor before you go, at doctor's offices, at banks, at businesses. Before you get to the place, claim favor over that place. Claim favor over your wait time in restaurants. Claim favor over your food, that it'll be great food. Claim favor where you will sit. Because if you're sitting next to some people that are loud and rowdy and disturbing the peace, it'll affect your meal. It'll ruin the atmosphere of what you've got. You understand? We learn these things the hard way. Claim favor with your waiter or waitress. Now, we learned this from Pastor Sharon. Pastor Sharon, they used to draw her blood, and they used to have to take her blood 4 or 5 times. And then, like, if she was having it done at the hospital, they had to go and find the most experienced person in the hospital to draw her blood because she has little veins, and it was something. I ain't never in my life. I mean, it was really, I know she went in one time for it, and they... Oh my God, it was a mess. And they kept doing it, and I mean, if she's in all this pain. And then we heard this about favor. And the revelation with our lightning fast minds is, why don't we claim favor over this? Why don't we claim favor over the person that's drawing the blood? And why don't we claim favor over, they're going to know exactly where to put this thing the first time. We're going to have such favor that the right person is going to do it, and it's going to be easy to do, and they're going to do it the first time. We started doing that. We have never had another problem with it ever since then. Claim favor before you go to businesses, or before you call businesses doing business. Claim favor. Claim favor with people in authority. Daniel 1 and 9 in the Living Bible says, now as it had happened, God had given the superintendent a special appreciation for Daniel and sympathy for his predicament. It's about his food, what he was going to eat. And it was against the law to eat anything different than they'd been told to eat. Won't go into the whole thing, but he had favor with someone in authority. Claim favor over your day. Acknowledge favor every time you receive it, big or small, when you receive it. Did somebody buy you a cup of coffee? That's favor. Acknowledge it. Well, don't get the que sera sera attitude. Well, if God wants me to have favor, I'll have it. Que sera sera. Whatever will be, will be. Future's not mine to see. Okay, sarah, sarah. That's the religious way of looking at this. God wants you to have favor, but you got to declare it. God wants you born again, but you got to declare it. God wants you prosperous, but you got to declare it. God wants you healed, but you got to declare it. Job 22:28, King James, thou also shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon your ways. So you must, and I must, decree favor, and we'll experience favor. According to the word of God, we're to shout grace, or God's favor, to our mountains. When we declare and shout divine favor to the obstacles we face, we're speaking words of faith to our mountain. We're expressing our faith in the favor of God to move that mountain. Maybe a bill that you don't know where in the world the money will come from to pay for it. Claim favor over it. Declare that you have the favor of God and the favor of man. I know there was a man that used to go here years ago, and I had taught on favor. And he said that he was behind on his car note. And he said he called him up after he heard this message. He said he claimed favor over whoever he was going to talk to on the phone. And he got him on the phone, and he told him his situation, and they gave him 2 months of favor, 2 months of no car payments at all. That's the favor of God. I want revelation knowledge of how to apply favor to problems or mountains more. How about you? You're looking for a car? Claim favor over finding the right car. Claim that you get favor over the price of the car. Favor will produce an opportunity for you, and your steps will be ordered to the right car. You'll be guided to that car, consciously and unconsciously, because of the favor of God. And you'll get it at an unbelievably great price because of God's favor. You need a house? Declare the glory of God is being revealed over our house situation. The glory of God will cause you to receive the favor of God for your dream house. It will come into view. The house that you're believing for, it will come into view. It is hidden in plain sight, waiting for you to call it forth by speaking favor to it. It will come into view. It is hidden in plain sight, waiting for you to call it forth by speaking favor to it. Pastor Sharon, when she was up here this morning, she spoke a blessing over you. Now, one of the biblical blessings is Numbers 6:24-26. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord's face radiate with joy because of you. May He be gracious to you and show you His favor and give you His peace. And the Names of God Bible, that says, Yahweh will bless you and watch over you. Yahweh will smile on you and be kind to you. Yahweh will look on you with favor and give you peace. Now, the Lord spoke to us and told us to speak, as pastors, to speak a biblical blessing over y'all each week. So every week, she, as your pastor, speaks a biblical blessing over you, and you hear it, and those who receive it, it changes. You increase in favor, you increase in blessing by having that blessing, that scriptural blessing spoken over your life. It changes things. It affects things. Broken record. To receive more favor, declare it more. Declare favor with your boss. Now, I want Wanda to come. Declare favor with your coworkers. I want Pastor Sharon to come too. Declare favor over your job every day. Say, I have favor with God and favor with man. Name the man. I know there was a lady in her family that went here a few years ago. And the Lord gave me a word of knowledge. And He told me to tell her over her job situation. I didn't know anything about her job situation. He told me to tell her to claim favor every day with her boss and every day with her coworkers. And He said, just do it every day. And I had never heard anything like that before at that time. And I told her what I heard. She did it. And about 2.5 weeks later, she came in here and she told me, she said, I got a raise and I got a promotion. Now, you can say what you want to, but she believed that word, she received it, and then she did it. She acted on it, and she got the results of it. Now, excellent.
Praise God. That was so good. Amen. God is good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, we all face situations and circumstances, And this is something that comes to all of us, negative situations mm-hmm. sometimes. And we are so quick to focus on that situation, on our circumstances. And mm-hmm. we are just so quick to talk about that situation over and over and over, how mm-hmm. big it is. Mm-hmm. You know, we just want to talk how big and how bad mm-hmm. and how awful this situation is. We need to remember, we need to put this message in our memory bank, amen, in our hearts, in our spirits, and bring it up. Let it come up in our spirit, man. Mm-hmm. Get it so deep down on the inside that we say, no, I've got favor in this situation.
Yes. Yes.
No, I've got favor on my mm-hmm. job. No, yes. I've got favor in my finances, mm-hmm. amen. Mm-hmm. I've got favor with this business situation.
Uh-huh.
I've got favor with the doctors and with the hospitals and uh-huh. with the insurance.
Uh-huh.
Everything that you might be facing
yes,
today.
Yes.
Amen. Let that be the thing that comes up on the inside of you and comes out of your mouth. No matter how bad or how hard the situation might look, mm-hmm. amen, your God is able. See, we don't know how God's going to do it. We don't know how, you know, we're going to work this situation out. But we don't have to know how. Amen. Mm-hmm. When we trust God.
Amen.
Amen. When we put Him on the throne of our life and say, God, mm-hmm. I know I've got your favor and I've got the favor of man and I've got favor in this situation. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Let's just say a prayer. I want to speak a prayer over you before we leave mm-hmm. this morning. Father, I just thank you for this message today. I thank you, Father God, that you minister to each and every need. Father God, you know what we have need of before we even ask, Father God. But you are so good to give your word to us, Father. We thank you. We do have your favor. We do have the favor of God. And Father, we just decree and declare the favor of your favor and the favor of man, Father. We thank you that your favor is not fair because you just give it to us because you love us, because we're your child. And we thank you for it, God. Father, we thank you for it. And we give you all praise and glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.